Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark on Mix 94.5. Good morning, Perth. It's a beautiful day at 7:09 with a bunch. We're up 33 degrees today. Now, tomorrow we're still getting that 37, but there's a forecasting of showers and the chance of a storm from midday. Let's hope it's not too bad because, of course, I'm really looking forward to Simple Minds, Devo and the Church at Kings Park Botanic Gardens tomorrow night. So let's hope that, that doesn't put a spoiler on that. We're looking forward to it.
It won't.
It's 7:11. And speaking of going out, there's a story going around that Perth's poor dining image leaves a sour taste.
Yep.
That's the quote. And here to give a better look at what's going on in, on the Perth restaurant scene is the chief executive of the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods. Thank you for talking to us, Bradley.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. So what do you think of this poor dining image leaving sour taste in our mouth, Bradley?
Look, I think customers, vote with their feet, and if they're not happy with service or the price of something, they move on to another restaurant or another venue.
Yes.
And venues or businesses have got to be very careful about getting their prices right, their service right, and the whole experience right for the customer.
We only get one chance sometimes, yeah.
Exactly. And look, I think the industry works very hard at trying to continually improve itself to deliver really good quality dining, to deliver fantastic venues, and we've seen that certainly with some of the new restaurants that have come in board in Perth in the last 12 months in particular.
Well, you even have to say in the last, 10 years, there's been a dramatic improvement in the restaurant scene in Perth.
The quality of restaurants in Perth is now at an Australian par level.
Mm-hmm.
We've got chefs that come from all over the world, from interstate now, and really do talk about the quality of the food and the experience that they're getting. And I think that's something to be very proud of, but we can always strive to improve it.
You know, one of the things I know that personally I find annoying is you go and you order a main meal, and then it comes out and you think, well, where's the rest of it?
Yes.
No, seriously, because if I went to dinner at somebody's house
$18.
They came out and just gave me a bit of meat or something else, and I go, well, is this all we're getting tonight? I mean, and then you have to order a salad or vegetables and extras, and all of a sudden you are paying a lot more than you expected to pay for a meal. That's what gets a lot of people's goat.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Fred, and I'm not a small eater either. When it comes out and it's just a thumb-sized piece of meat and maybe a bit of garnish, you do get a bit
really?
A bit annoyed.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that giving quality food and giving a quality presentation is very important. And look, you still can get that. Some of the traditional restaurants and pubs that are around Perth still do some very good quality meals and some really good value meals. I know that you can still get a great steak for under $20 during the week in a number of really good pubs around Perth.
Mm-hmm.
If people are going to go fine dining and they're going to go for a higher experience, they're going to get a different style of food.
True, and you expect that, I think, too.
Yeah. There is concern sometimes, and while there are, of course, some great staff that work in restaurants and cafes around town, quite often surly wait staff get a bit of a bad rap, and this sort of idea that they're doing you a favour if they bring you a menu or something. That obviously, if that's annoying for us, I imagine it's pretty annoying for the people that run the restaurant too.
They're the people we don't want working in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Look, it's pretty hard to find staff these days.
Well, that was going to be my next question. This is a problem that we keep hearing about in Perth.
It is, and look, it's extremely tough. We recently did a major promotion in Ireland to try and attract more Irish to work and holiday in Western Australia. They've got a really good attitude when it comes to hospitality.
Yes.
And if West Australians or Australians don't want to work in the industry or work with the right attitude, then obviously we have to find staff elsewhere. But I think that some people, just because they work in a five-star establishment or a really high-end restaurant, doesn't mean that they can need to have an attitude that treats others like they're doing them a favour.
People are paying to be there, aren't they?
It doesn't mean you need to be rude to them either. I mean, we could all probably stand to be a little nicer to each other when we're out.
Absolutely. I think when we go out, we want to be looked after. We're leaving our home because we want to have a great experience.
Yes. All right. Well, box on. What do you say, really?
It's about continually striving, continually training, continually improving. We need great customer feedback. The venues need it from the customers. Instead of ranting online, talk to the manager, talk to the venue, send them a direct email.
Great, exactly. Good suggestion, yes.
Yeah, and tell people, when they've done a good job too. That doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. That's always important.
Get out and try every restaurant you can this summer.
Very good.
But you're right though, Bradley. It's often if you could just find a way without being upset to go and talk to somebody in the restaurant about a complaint that you have, without making a scene. That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think some customers feel unsure about how to do that, or they bottle it up.
Yes, that's right. And then they go away and complain about it to everyone else.
And the pop goes off and, sprays everywhere.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time today, Bradley. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Okay.
Bradley Woods, Chief Executive of the AHA, and we'll talk about that a little more just in a few minutes' time. It's 13 past 7. Let's check this.